Up American Empire, my favorite documentary of all time. Working here at Pacifica, I've seen a lot. This, my friends, has it all. And it's inspirational, and it gets you going that you can make a difference. Don't sit back and let them do this. 516-620-3602. We have some calls that have come in. Keep those calls coming in. I literally have just a few minutes. If you want to pledge at the $100 level, you can get the American Empire DVD. It's called American Empire, An Act of Collective Madness. It features Amy Goodman, Gerald Celente, David Corton, Tariq Ali, G. Edward Griffin, John Perkins, so many amazing people. Vandana Shiva is in this. Charlotte Gerson, so many amazing people. Talks about the Patriot Act, Big Brother, solutions, what we can do. It talks about the World Trade Organization. Oh, my God. It talks about whistleblowers. It talks about the use of military for corporate interests. It talks about our tax dollars, what they're going to. It talks about the fact that this absurd idea that it is illegal in many places in the United States to collect water. Yeah. It talks about our food system. It talks about GMOs. It talks about Monsanto. It talks about the civil liberties. It talks about so many issues of grave importance that's not covered by the corporate media. It's not covered by the very media that you pay the cable bill to lie to you about. This documentary is so powerful. Please call right now. 516-620-3602. I've got to go. I'm totally out of time. Oh, my God. I want to thank everyone who's called in. Keep those calls coming in. Please, folks, don't stop. Keep those lines coming. There's phone answers waiting for your call. 516-620-3602. $100 gets you American Empire. I want to thank you all so very much again for joining me. And thanks so much to everyone for your support and love and kindness to me. I'm Christine Blasdell. It's been my pleasure. Stay tuned for more incredible programming coming your way right here.
And we do promise you some incredible programming coming up right away in the form of Off the Hook here on WBAI New York.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. We couldn't get much worse.
Very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Wednesday evening, joined tonight by Mike.
Hello.
Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
Bernie S. down in somewhere.
Greetings from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. And we have two voices from the past joining us. We have Voltaire.
Hi.
And we have Mish.
Hello.
And a prize to anyone who can figure out the last time Mish was on the radio show. It's been a while.
Many years, I think.
Well, you don't qualify because you know. You might know, but other listeners might not. Well, as long as you guys are here, have you been listening to the radio lately? You know about this whole Edward Snowden thing we've been talking about for the last month or so?
Yeah, I've been listening mostly on podcasts these days. But yeah, I've been keeping up.
Any thoughts from the West Coast, which is where you are in from?
I
told you I was going to ask you something.
I know, and you didn't.
you're a lot closer to Hong Kong, where Edward Snowden is. Maybe you have some special insight.
I thought he's closer to here now in Russia, isn't he?
Is Russia, Moscow, is it closer to
this
coast?
This is not that relevant to the whole issue,
is
it? I'm
trying here, okay?
But, you know, as far as the way it's being reported in the mass media as opposed to here on WBAI, it's like two different stories. It really is. Well, one story, you would think the guy was some kind of terrorist who's one step ahead of the law and threatening to destroy the United States. And on the other side, he's a hero, somebody who's revealing the state of the way things are, revealing the truth, something we've been taught to do when we grow up. So how do you know who to believe? Anybody?
I don't know. Around here on WBAI parts, I know that we had in the past Kevin Mitnick, who was being given the same treatment in the news. He was public enemy number one, doing all sorts of terrible things to terrible people. And what did he do? He had source code to a phone operating system, which nowadays many people have source codes to their operating systems.
Yeah, and his case was no big deal, but this is a big deal. This is something that
he definitely wasn't affecting international politics.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, the conversation is going on now. People are talking about the NSA all the time. People in the upper echelons are talking about, no pun intended, about the NSA, but commoners like us are talking about it too in the subway. How could that be a bad thing? Of course, if you're the NSA, it's a bad thing, but how could that be a bad thing for freedom-loving people like us? Bernie?
It's not just the NSA that's getting, that's, you know, used to go by the moniker No Such Agency, or at least it's inside people used to. Of course, it stands for National Security Agency, but the angst this is causing world leaders is just blowing my mind. Our top levels of our administration, from the president to the head of the Department of Justice to our head of our Department of State, and foreign leaders, China, Russia, Germany, it is mind-blowing how this has affected international relations and is really outraging people around the world, not just the United States.
And that's another case of the two different stories that are out there right now, because if you look at the stories about Snowden and this whole fiasco in the news media, even the mainstream news media of other countries, a lot of other countries are now, you know, rightfully outraged at how dare America do this thing, while our news is still how dare this guy reveal that America is doing this thing. So it...
Yeah, and it's sad to see people be manipulated like that, something that's so obviously to their benefit to learn about. It's something that we should be welcoming and encouraging. Voltaire, let me ask your opinion on this whole story. You've been following it, I assume?
Yeah, very closely. I'm obviously very supportive of Edward Snowden, and I just hope that he gets someplace safe.
Yeah, where would that be? What's happened in the last week is he has officially... asked for temporary asylum in Russia, and in fact, that might become more semi-permanent. Who knows if he can't get.